Chapter 17.4, Section Summary.
In 1848, gold was discovered near Sutter's Fort in California. Word spread quickly across the nation, and by 1849, the California Gold Rush had begun. That year, nearly 100,000 gold seekers came to California to look for gold. They were known as 49ers, named for the year in which the rush began. Many 49ers made long, dangerous journeys to get to California. Some traveled by boat, going around the tip of South America and up the Pacific coast. Others crossed the Isthmus of Panama, where travelers risked getting deadly diseases such as malaria or yellow fever. Still others traveled in wagon trains across the Rocky Mountains or along a southern trail through Santa Fe. Once they arrived, miners would prospect or search for gold along the riverbanks or in shallow surface mines. Miners used pans to wash gold nuggets out of loose rock and gravel in the riverbeds. Another more expensive method was to dig shafts in the hills and to extract gold from the rock. This method was practiced by mining companies more often than by individuals. Although there were many success stories to inspire miners, most 49ers did not become rich. Mining camps sprang up wherever many people were looking for gold. There was little law and order in the camps because there were rarely any law officials. Most miners were young, unmarried men. Fewer than 5% of Gold Rush immigrants were women or children. The Gold Rush also attracted thousands of people from other nations. For example, famine and economic hardship drove many Chinese people to move to California, but they faced strong discrimination there. The Chinese were not allowed to become U.S. citizens, and in 1852, they were subjected to a high monthly tax that California placed on all foreign miners. They were also sometimes attacked violently in the camps. As a result, many Chinese often opened their own businesses, such as laundries and shoemaking businesses. The Gold Rush caused California's population to grow very quickly. California became eligible for statehood only 2 years after it was acquired by the United States.